This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home attending UNFFD4 held in Spain. Highlights path to prosperity on global stage. National Assembly passes finance bill and national debt recovery bill by majority. Government drafts action plan to reduce and manage air pollution-related disaster risk. And Hamas responds with positive spirit to US-backed Gaza ceasefire proposal. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has returned home after participating in the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, FFD4, organized by the United Nations in Sevilla, Spain, from June 30th to July 3rd. Prime Minister Oli was welcomed at the Tribhuvan International Airport's VVIP lounge by Deputy Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey and other senior officials. On the occasion, a contingent of the Nepali Army presented a guard of honour. At a press briefing, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai informed that the Nepal's participation in the FFD4 conference helped draw international attention to the country's development goals. Prime Minister Oli highlighted the need for developed nations to fulfill their investment commitments to developing and least developed countries. During the visit, Prime Minister met with several world leaders, including UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez. He also chaired a high-level meeting of least developed countries, addressed plenary sessions, and took part in side events. Prime Minister Oli further held interactions with Nepali diaspora in Spain, encouraging them to contribute to Nepal's development. Prime Minister Oli led a 21-member Nepali delegation to the conference. The National Assembly has passed two bills, the Finance Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat and the National Debt Recovery Bill 2082 Bikram Sambat. Both bills were endorsed by a majority in the Upper House during its meeting held yesterday and have been forwarded to the House of Representatives. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel presented the proposal urging that the bills received from the lower house with a message be passed without any amendments. During the clause-wise discussion on the finance bill, Minister Paudel addressed lawmakers' concern and stressed the importance of policy and legal reforms aimed at removing Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list. The government has announced that a contribution-based social security system will replace the existing pension and gratuity scheme for civil servants unappointed from the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25-26. The Ministry of Finance has issued a circular to all ministries, regulatory bodies, public institutions, boards and committees, instructing them to make necessary arrangements for the implementation of the new system. The ministry has also made it clear that the government of Nepal will not bear any financial liability arising from the failure to implement the contribution-based social security system. Lawmakers have emphasized the need for separate regulatory and operational bodies to strengthen Nepal's aviation sector and improved safety standards. In a meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee held yesterday, members including Bhim Prasad Acharya, Sudhan Kirati, Prabhu Shah, Hid Bahadur Tamang and Sisir Khanal highlighted that the government's focus on airport construction without equal attention to safety has contributed to rising aviation accidents. The committee discussed the Air Service Bill and Civil Aviation Authority Bill with lawmakers calling for a strong and independent regulatory body to ensure better oversight and efficiency in the aviation sector. The government has prepared a 5-year draft action plan 2082 to 2087 Bikram Sambat focused on reducing and managing air pollution-related disaster risk. The draft, developed by the federal government, addresses critical issues such as health risk, climate change impacts, environmental damage, and natural disasters caused by air pollution. the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, under the Home Ministry, held a multi-agency discussion to gather feedback before finalizing the document. Key components of the action plan include international data analysis, establishment of pollution measurement centers, sampling and research, development of sentinel hospitals, and human resource training. It also highlights the need for legal reforms, improved policy monitoring, public awareness, and enhanced pollution control mechanisms. Environmentalist Dr. Ramesh Raj Panta, who drafted the plan, said it addresses a wide range of solutions, including systematization of forecasting and strengthening of existing institutions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज 35 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in the past week across the country, with 3 new cases confirmed in the last 24 hours. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, since last December to early July, 249 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in 31 districts, with 1 reported death. Amid the rising risk of infection, the Ministry of Health and Population has intensified surveillance by setting up health screening desks at 17 border checkpoints. The ministry has also urged the public to follow safety measures to prevent respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. People arriving from high-risk areas and showing symptoms have been advised to remain in self-quarantine or isolation. Likewise, with the arrival of the monsoon season, hospitals and clinics, especially dermatology departments in the Kathmandu Valley, are witnessing a sharp rise in skin disease cases. Dermatologists say the humidity and dampness brought by the rains create ideal conditions for microbial growth on human skin. Prolonged moisture in clothing, wet footwear, and lack of sunlight are key contributing factors. A study by Nepal Medical College's Pediatric Dermatology Unit, which examined over 2,000 children, confirmed a noticeable increase in monsoon-related skin conditions, particularly scabies and head lice. Dermatologist Dr. Anil Kumar Jha emphasized that while these conditions are common during the rainy season, they are largely preventable through hygiene, early detection, and timely medical care. He urged people not to ignore early signs of infection. With more rain forecast in the coming weeks, dermatologists are preparing for a further rise in cases, reminding that the public that awareness and simple hygiene practices are key to prevention. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has released an updated monsoon forecast predicting below normal rainfall in the southern plains of Madhya Province from July to September. According to department spokesperson Dinakar Kathang Kayastha, the latest forecast also indicates average rainfall in the southern belt of Koshi province, while the rest of the country is expected to receive above normal rainfall. Earlier, the department had projected above average rainfall for most parts of the country during the monsoon period from June 1st to September 30th, along with higher than average temperatures nationwide. These updated predictions are based on global and regional climate change data from the World Meteorological Organization, as well as assessments from other weather centers and South Asian Climate Outlook Forum. Now on to an international news update. Palestinian group Hamas has given a positive response to a U.S.-brokered Gaza ceasefire proposal, raising hopes for a breakthrough in the nearly 21-month-long conflict. The ceasefire plan, announced earlier by U.S. President Donald Trump, proposes a 60-day truce during which negotiations would be held to reach a permanent end to the war. Hamas submitted its response to Qatar and Egypt, the key mediators in the talks. Israeli media reports confirm that Israeli officials have received Hamas's response and are currently reviewing it. According to Al Jazeera, the ceasefire framework includes a phased release of Israeli captives and increased humanitarian aid to Gaza with the truce guaranteed by the United States. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi and Bagmati province. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the rest of the provinces today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure through is around its average position. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. Before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again.